Okay, yesterday I wasn't here, but 2 days ago we were learning about Mechitas Chametz, and we discussed, you authorized the rabbi to sell the Chametz for you. We discussed how the guy acquires all the various different kinyonim and acquisitions, how the guy should acquire the Chametz. We discussed different time zones, how to sell the Chametz in different time zones. Okay, to finish it up is two things. Anything that you're planning to sell in the Chametz, you need to put away. You need to put it away in a closet, in a room, in a cabinet, close it up. It says in Halacha, ideally you need a mechitza of 10 tefachim, which is like 36 inches or so, to block, that you shouldn't come to use it a whole year, because a whole year we're accustomed to using it. Okay? So that, there's one more thing I wanted to say. Okay, besides that, so you have to put away the chametz. Now, the next thing is like this. What happens if a lot of people are not, as of yet, they're not religious, and they have chametz stores? So now there's a big interesting argument in halacha: should you convince them to sell their chametz or not? Because if they sell the chametz, at least they're not owning chametz, and therefore the chametz after Pesach is permissible to use, because it's not a Jew's, it's the guy's. But Or so the question is like this: the fact that they sell chametz during Pesach, does that invalidate the sale? Because basically you're saying, I look at the sale, I didn't want the sale because I'm selling chametz. If it's not yours, how can you sell it? So there's a big machlokes in halacha. If a Jew who sold his chametz sells chametz during Pesach, does it invalidate the sale or not? And it matters. If he invalidates the sale, then that chametz he can't buy after Pesach, because it's chametz that was owned by a Jew during Pesach. But the Rebbe holds, and the Moshe Feinstein both hold, and other Paschim hold, that it doesn't nullify the sale. The sale stays a sale. And if it stays a sale, so then it's important to try to do it in a way that it shouldn't be. There's a lot of other halachic issues involved. But the bottom line is, even if a Jew sells his chametz during Pesach, it doesn't invalidate the sale, and the sale remains a sale. Okay? So that's all the concept of selling chametz.
And if you don't convince him to sell it,
then he doesn't sell it.
There was a big thing in New York with this big beer company that they finally convinced them to sell the chametz. They okay, finally got him to sell the chametz. It was a whole big deal. And it's important to have every Jew, whoever you can, to sell the chametz. But ideally, you have to explain to them not to use the chametz during Pesach. So anything that you're selling, you put away. And that's it. Okay? There's one more thing I wanted to say, I forgot. Okay, next thing over here that we need to do is bedikas chametz. Okay? You need to search for the chametz. Now, why do you need to search for the chametz? We discussed it already in the past. You don't have bedika chazer, you don't have bedika non-kosher food, you don't have bedika meat and milk. Why is there a bedikas chametz? So the Gemara says, and the Rishonim explain, because chametz is something you're accustomed to a whole year. It's something you eat a whole year. It's kosher a whole year. So therefore, the Chachamim are afraid if you have chametz around, you might, God forbid, come to eat it on Pesach. Because you just, you know, it's yours a whole year. You're used to eating it. So therefore, the Chachamim instituted the night of the 14th, you have to search for the chametz. Where do you need to search for the chametz? Any place that you bring chametz into during the year. Any place you bring chametz into during the year and you're planning to be there for Pesach, so you need to check for chametz. Which means your homes, your businesses, your cars, all these things need bedikas chametz because you use it a whole year and you're planning to use it during Pesach, so you need to check for the chametz. What's the process of checking for the chametz? The process of checking for the chametz is, as the Gemara says, you take Or HaNer, the light of a candle. Why do you take a light of a candle? Because if you have a torch, it has to be a single wick candle. And the Gemara says two things. Number one, when you have a single wick candle and you put it somewhere, the light is in front of it. A multi-wick candle, the light is behind it. So if you're trying to look in the corner for chametz, and you're trying to look into the corner, if you have a torch, then you're not going to be able to see ahead of you, or you're going to see behind you, and you need to see ahead of you to get rid of the chametz. Okay, that's number one. Second reason is, you can't use an avuka torch, because you're afraid to go under places, you might burn down the house. So therefore, it has to be a single wicked candle, and the Gemara learns it out from a lot of psukim, and basically, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. You know, you have to seek out with a candle. What is a candle? Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the Nisham of a Jew. So Bedikas Chametz, by the way, in a spiritual sense, is searching the internal chametz that we have within us. There are many great tzaddikim that they had a little room, and Bedikas Chametz took them literally a whole night. They could have built a room in that night. Why did they look for chametz the whole night? Because they were not only looking for the physical chametz, they were going an internal examination, internal search, internal reckoning, to get rid of the internal chametz, and to burn it and get rid of it. So, just let me clarify a few things. The proper time for bedikas chametz is the night of the 14th. If you want, you could do bedikas chametz earlier. And Al-Tarabi says, as long as you leave one room, that you'll be able to do it properly with a bracha, the night of the 14th, which this year is Thursday night. The only time you can do bedikas chametz with a bracha is the night of the 14th, which this year would be a week from tomorrow night. Okay, Thursday night is the night for bedikas chametz. What? There's another issue, not only with a big house, with a small house. You know, you say this din to people, especially women and the men also, and they say, wow, we never heard of that. A lot of women make the kitchen's Pesach dik, and they start cooking a few days before Pesach, a week before Pesach, 5 days before Pesach. Right? If you're not lucky enough to have a Pesach dik kitchen, so what do you have to kosher your kitchen like we learned, right? So now, let's say, for argument's sake, Sunday, the woman is going to make her kitchen Pesach dik, and then she's going to want to start cooking. Yes, just think a second. She's going to start cooking for Pesach on Sunday, and when are you going to do bedikas chametz? When are you going to search for chametz in the kitchen? Thursday night. That doesn't make sense. How could she be cooking if there's chametz around? Therefore, the halacha is, it's shocking that a lot of people just don't understand, simple logic. The night, if she's planning to start cooking on Sunday, let's say Sunday afternoon, so Saturday night, you take a candle, no bracha, because the only time you make a bracha is Thursday night. So you make take a candle or a flashlight, and we'll get to that in a minute, and you search the kitchen. You search the kitchen like you would do bedikas chametz Thursday night, and make sure there's no chametz. Once there's no, you ascertain there's no chametz in the room, so then the woman can start cooking for Pesach. But she can't cook for Pesach, and then you do bedikas chametz Thursday night, that's like contradictory. Now, Shulchan Aruch it says, if you want, if you have a big house, and you don't have time that night for bedikas chametz, so people can do, or their businesses, right? And you're not going to be in your business Thursday night. So you can do bedikas chametz earlier, but it has to be done at night. Unless if it's an area open out in front of a big window that brings in a lot of sunlight, but otherwise you can't do bedikas chametz because you can't see with a candle only at night. So therefore you can do bedikas chametz earlier. If you want, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you can do bedikas chametz. The whole house you could do tonight if you want. As long as you don't bring any more chametz in there. And then, you got the house ready for Pesach. As long as you leave one room, that you're going to do it with the bracha properly on Thursday night. Now, there is a custom, I know I'm jumping around a little bit, there is a custom, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that you put out 10 pieces of bread. Okay? What's the reason? In Shulchan Aruch it says, halachically, you don't have to put out pieces of bread. I mean, it's mentioned in Halacha. But why do you put out 10 pieces of bread? Not that otherwise, if you don't find something, it's a bracha in vain. The mitzvah is to search for chametz. It doesn't say you have to find anything. If a person searches for chametz and doesn't find anything, they did the mitzvah. They did the full mitzvah, bedikas chametz. It doesn't say mitzvah chametz. It's a bedikas chametz. You have to search for chametz. You search, you don't find. Why do we put out the 10 pieces of bread? So beside the Kabbalistic issues we'll get to in a second, that first of all, then you'll have what you're going to be able to burn the next day. And it will remind you to do bitul chametz, nullify the chametz, and things like that. But concerning this, Alter Rebbe says, even though al-pi halacha you don't have to, but minig is sol teirehi, and the minig is to do it. Now, why do we put out 10 pieces of bread? To remind you to do it. 5 pieces would be enough. So what's the reason for that? That's more a Kabbalistic reason. Number one, it's interesting. In the Gemara Psachim, when the Gemara says about, you put out X amount of bread, so over there, the Gemara says like this. You put out 10 pieces of bread, not for Bidigas Chomes, Bukhal. You put out 10 pieces of bread and you found 9. Or you put out 9 and you found 10. So, or then the mouse, a white mouse with a black mouse, and this mouse takes the bread from here to there and it's all over. The Gemara has a bunch of pages about that, about the Chomes getting all over the place. What do you do? But the Gemara, every example of the Gemara is about the number 10. You put down 9, 10 and find 9. You put down 9, you find 10. The Gemara always speaks about 10. Why does the Gemara speak about 10? Because Kabbalistically, like we said before, when you're doing Bedikas Chametz, it's an internal examination, it's an internal search. The Neshama, like it says all over Chassidus, it has 10 powers. There's 3 levels of Seichel, Chacham, Bina, and Das, and the 7 Midas. So therefore, what is a person seeking inside to make a proper spiritual Bedikas Chametz? 10 levels of the soul. So therefore, what do? You put out 10 pieces of bread, representing the 10 levels. Give me that thing a second. Now, what's interesting is when you put out the 10 pieces of bread, altogether, the pieces should have a kezias, 1 ounce. Because then you mekayim the mitzvah burning chametz when it's an ounce. Unless it's an ounce, bitul, nullifying the chametz is an ounce. It is valid. But if you want to do the mitzvah tashbisa of actually burning the chametz, it says you need to do a kezias. That's issue number one. So when you have 10 pieces of bread altogether, it equals a kezias, then you get a mitzvah tashbisa. But you shouldn't put out 10 large pieces of bread. Why shouldn't you put out 10 large pieces of bread? Because if somebody puts out, let's say each piece is bigger than an ounce, which is a kezias, yeah? So you put out 10 pieces of bread, and each bread is an ounce. And you only end up finding 9. And you go crazy, you're looking, and you don't find it. So you have a problem. Because in a kezias chametz, bitul's not enough, so then you have to keep looking until you found it. But if you put out small pieces of bread, and by mistake you didn't find 10, you found 9, then al-pidin, bitul is going to be enough. Nullifying the chametz is going to be enough. Now, the way I tell people, I told a few people this today also. A lot of people, before you leave your house, okay, we'll discuss more details getting late. Before you leave your house, let's say you're leaving a few days before Pesach, and you're not coming back during Pesach, so you sell the whole house with the chametz, you still don't have obligation to do a bedika. Because if you leave within 30 days of Pesach, you have an obligation to do a bedika. So you can either do it Thursday night where you are, if you have ownership of that place, or you could do it the night before you leave in one room. So basically, what do? Let's say you're going to in-laws, out-laws, whatever, you're going somewhere for Pesach. So you're leaving Tuesday, so Monday night, you could take one room, because you have to do a bedika. You do a bedika, and you search the room without a bracha, because the only time you can make a bracha, we learn this Thursday night. Now, people always ask, should I put out 10 pieces of bread then also? That I'm doing bedika Monday night, should I put out the 10 pieces of bread? And in the last many years, I told people 100% not. Why? Because I had, and I'm not joking, more than one case, many cases, that people doing Bedikas Chametz early, they put out the 10 pieces of bread, and they said, you know what, I'm going to take it to where I'm going, and I'll burn it at a Pesach in the morning where I'll be. Everybody gets busy, so and you end up, this happened to a lot of people, I'm telling you, facts. They ended up not burning the Chametz, and then comes Pesach, They're opening the suitcase to get some clothes, and they see 10 pieces of bread. It's not a very good thing. So therefore, in those cases, I tell people the con outweighs the pro of putting out the 10 pieces of bread. So then I tell them, don't put out the 10 pieces of bread. What's so funny?
Listen.
What?
Let's assume you put Amir. The 10. Let's assume they put the 10.
Yeah.
Two of them disappear.
How many?
Chometz. Disappear. We don't know who took it, the mouse or not the mouse. 2 days later, I found him in the middle of the room. What should I do?
You, in the middle of Pesach, you find it?
Yes.
So in Shurach it says you have to burn it.
Oh.
Unless if it's Yomtiv. If it's Yomtiv, you're not allowed to burn Chometz on Yomtiv. So the Gemara says, Kefal of a Keli, you put a Keli on top of it, you shouldn't come to eat it, and after Yomtiv you burn it. What? If somebody is there before Thursday night, if they get Schirah bias, no? If they get to the hotel, that's why I didn't get into the detail there. If they get to the hotel Thursday afternoon, then they could do B'dikas Chametz, isn't it, with a bracha. Or people that go to parents or in-laws, and they're going a day or two before Yom Tov, they tell them, you know what, you want to do B'dikas Chametz right, with a bracha? Rent a room from your shver, or father-in-law, or parent, because otherwise it's not your obligation, you can't make a bracha. But if you rent a room 2 days before Pesach, you rent the room for a dollar, and now it's your room, so now you have a chiyuv, you have an obligation doing B'dikas Chometz. Then you do it. It's a bracha with the 10 pieces of bread, you can do the whole thing. Okay, to be continued.
Oh, yeah.